Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, good evening. Salam to Tenais Talin. This is Ras Ayodonis Safari. This is Yadin here. LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society, the Divine Man, Sikaramari Halasalasi. And this is the Rastafari, the Monday podcast. Sometimes it's the Midrash, Monday Midrash, going into the study Midrash and the Beit Midrash. Sometimes it's just a meditation, motivation Monday. You know, the M's here. It's the moon day, the Monday. Right here. You know, just an easy meditation for this day. Yesterday's daily Psalm 98. Now, Psalm 98, as ones and ones might be or should be familiar with, it's one of the psalms that we rise up the chant as we go into the sabbatical time, into the Shabbat time. It's one of the psalms from Psalm 95, right, to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29. So as we said already, we'll just say again, this is the Monday podcast. Monday is the second day. Correctly, Monday is the second day of the seven. It's the second day of the Shabuah. Second day of what the world calls the week. I and I, Rastafari, call it the strong. So the second day, as we have the first day, Sunday, here we're at the second day. So for the Monday podcast, the Rastafari Monday podcast, for the Moon Day podcast, for the Midrash, in the Beit Midrash, the house of Midrash, study, meditation Monday, motivation Monday. And it's probably a couple of other M's, you know, that come into the mix in season. But here, just at the basic foundation, Monday podcast is the first words that we say from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Hear this.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Yes, 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 the church symbolically, metaphysically, is I and I, mother. It's interesting to keep in mind the divine double helix, you know? Father, mother, the male, the female. The beginning of our Torah studies at the Reishit. Wisdom is the Reishit. Wisdom is the principle. The principal thing is wisdom. So wisdom, she is the Reishit. And she in wisdom did Hailahim, the power, Xiao is sustainer, create the heavens and earth. Church is our mother. Zion is she. The soul, the psyche is also she. So that we have that divine, the divine balance and can recognize how Hailahim, the power, Ha Elohim created man, humanity, right, using man generically there, in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. So here, our mother.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
From the gathering here, we begin off with praises of Isis here with Prince Farai and the evening psalm appointed for the second day that's called in the world Monday. Here, here, here for the Shani, right? Here, 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 Senor.
Great is the Lord and great is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the signs of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in our place for thy refuge, for now the kings assemble. They pass by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains that a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east leaves the city of the Lord foes. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about thee. Tell it to us before, yea. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful for its creation, for joy, and the whole earth, God. Is Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them. They have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we have heard heaven seen the city of the Lord foes. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, Yah. Yeah.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever,
guide, forever, guide, forever. He'll be I, guide for ever. So right there. In the KJV translations and other Western Gentile translation, it says he'll be our guide to death. Gone through this before, but for those who we need to go through it again, willing to go through it, but one can check out the reason and so on. And the last verse there should be, he'll be our guide, I and I guide for Ivan, not I and I guide to death. We find it to be true that he'll be our guide for Ivan. Ivan in the Hebrew, also in the Royal Amharic, the Septuagint, and elsewhere. Somehow one must have mistranslated that right there, but that's the whole reason, man. He'll be I and I guide. So Psalm 48 is a psalm appointed, the evening psalm for the second day, and his theme is Zion. His theme is Zion, Zion. So as we say, this here, Rastafari, the Monday podcast right here, 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 Motivation Monday, Movement Monday, Midrash Monday, Mellow Monday, Meditation, Iditation Monday, and here, 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 Sister Desiree with the theme of the evening psalm as we rise up the chant, we gather together to gather. Roll call, calling, calling, calling. Yes, I, Rastafari, here, here, 515-602-9761, beginning at the 10:30, I were over here. So extending it here to the 12:30, usually it's from 10 to 12, and then we have, as we fill the cup, we have the overflow, that final Iowa, the grace period time. Yes, I, calling, 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 roll call, roll call, calling, 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 don't miss roll call, don't fall, let's rise, rise in grace and glory. Sister Desiree, Zion.
Zion, Zion, Zion.
Yes, 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 Desiree from Zion. Yes, I. Here we have Zevlon. Zevlon dub system right here, and the Hebrew kind of a dub right here. The Hebrew is a chant for the evening psalm right here, here, here. Zevlon. Zebulun, 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 Zevlun, dub system right here, Psalm 48.
Mizmor Menchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחמה זאת. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליגיון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדיך, וקרב החליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליגיון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדיך וקרב החליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחילה, הסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 Yeah. All right, so the Hebrew right there, the basic English. Here, the royal. Amharic, yes, I, the Bawadub.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what now, of course, you have to jump on this bus. Zion born, right? Do it.
مزمور 47 بقنف 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ኢዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide. Forever, 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 forever Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your
hands. Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of Zion, 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 Zion. Is Zion's gates, are Zion gates closing? Got a special interview and a reason, man, on Ethiopia, the present situation, what's going on, also investing in Ethiopia, building bridges. Hope to have I and my brother Haile Jesus, Afro-American, Rastafari, repatriate, right to the land grant, to give I and I an update on what's going on and hopefully what I and I can do in investing. But is Zion's gates closing? So here, we are scheduled this particular night right here, but, you know, just seeking for the best time and for ones and ones to give ear, give ear and hear and tune in. So look more, going to give some updates on that interview and reasonment right there. But here, eyes. But the question is Zion's gates, Ethiopia, speaking of Ethiopia, Zion gates closing. What's going on? What's the present situation? What are I and I doing and who's doing what? And how can we work with those who are doing something and invest in Ethiopia? So looking forward to Haile Yesus coming on this platform right here. Scheduling it forward for the Upper Room of Zion Thursday. We had given word about today, this Monday, right here, just coordinating everything, making sure that all of the promos, pre-promos, so that ones can tune in, a very important message indeed. So just a couple of words right there, seeing that the evening psalm, its focus and its theme is the king, even the king of kings, and Zion, Ethiopia, the gates of Zion.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
For another day, Allah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima shali yomeret melech hamlachim etil hareshaim. He medaberet on Babylon.
King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari, new name, precious name.
Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is doing
what? Hallelujah, Shemo, praise Isis, his name.
Show them wrong and show them right. You got to live a bride in the sun, in the sun.
Isis, his name. Yes, I. Looking forward to that interview and that reasoning on Ethiopia and Zion's gates, looking at the present prophecy. A lot of prophecy is unfolding, the true prophecy, let me say that right there, as well as exposing a lot of the false prophecies. Now, we had the previous Torah reasoning, previous Torah portion. That was RSS number 2. We're here in the third Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Interesting, when Abraham was called out of his land, the land of his birth, his country, his nativity, he was called out, come out of her, my people. Looking forward to that reasoning about Zion, Ethiopia, the present situation from eyewitnesses, ones who have put in that time, done time. Right? Many of I and I haven't done that time. We need to do that time there, but need to understand, well, what is going on from those who are witnesses in the land who says that, yes, we can do it. There's many ones who have come forward concerning Ethiopia, just like once came forward concerning the promised land. Remember when the Israelites were in the wilderness and there was, you know, all sort of isms, you know? There was 12 spies that had went forward to check out the land. And they returned, and 10 brought back a false report that had discouraged a whole generation. We look at Shashamani, we look at Ethiopia, we look at the Promised Land east of the River Nile, and we see that many ones and ones have been discouraged, not encouraged, but discouraged from going forward. But yet, from those 12 and the 10 who brought back a false report, there were two, Caleb and Yehoshua and Joshua, that brought back a good report. They said, we can do it, especially Caleb, all right? And then look and read what they almost did to him, all right? They rose up against him. They wanted to stone him, you know, because they believe the majority, all right? They believe the majority. Here it points to that sometimes so-called democracy, right, is not always a good thing, as His Majesty says, you know? It can work for some people, you know, because democracy means that the people rule, right? But if the people, if the majority of the people are like kind of fucked up, you know, not really right in just sight, then going along with that majority really ain't right. But here, more on Zion and Zion's gates and Hali Jesus, bringing forward Hali Jesus, founder of Afro, right? Afro, more on that as well as we go through this podcast, because we're scheduled for tonight. Looking forward to the upper room of Zion, right? Here we have the evening psalm, Psalm 48, with the theme of the king, even the king of kings ruling and reigning. Where? In Zion. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 98. Psalm 98. So we're going to ride up with Psalm 98, also reason a little bit more on the previous Torah reading and feeding, Noah. Also the Kevron, I guess, if you haven't checked out the Rastafari sabbatical study, right, for the RSS number 2, the second one on Noah, and the reason is from the Kevron Neges, give us a teaching of His Majesty so we can properly interpret, get the right vision. Go find a vision, the people are loose living, the people perish, the people are destroyed, they go astray. But here, on the Monday podcast, right here, we're going to praise Him, Isis Him, and give praises with understanding, for good understanding, overstanding, you know, be firm and flat-footed. Bounty, right? Bounty killer, praise Isis, praise King Selassie I, Rastafari.
Yeah, well, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. None of the givers underneath it is still King Selassie.
Ooh, the scepter shall not depart from Yehudah. Even Judah, right, over here in this land, North American land, right, from the Negro, yes, I, Rastafari, black sheep of the family. Come, bounty. Yes, I, bounty.
Yeah, well, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. None of the givers underneath it is still King Selassie. I come, what we say? Emperor Selassie, I see Emperor Selassie, I Jaja. Not sure we praise King Selassie, I didn't see that in my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol God. Jaja sit up on the throne and I back the rock. Mama Brown, burn up Satan till he gone. We praise King Selassie, I didn't see that in my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol. Jaja sit up on the throne and I back the rock. Mama Brown, burn up Satan to me. Then if I start to start a second. Naka, my break, Tata Masaga, Nagana, I'm like, wada, Nikoski, Labina, just done, that like me, and Sesta, so we praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart, but we not go bow down to no idol, I just sit up on the throne, and I pass the flag, my break, burn up Satan, Senegal, to them no say Rasta, man, at each culture, now they are hard, when them see we hear them, they said, my Lord, with them man, and them mad, but them are the biggest, slap a heart, I make Rasta talk, and I get faith and reward. I pray John Pope all on them, I honor King George and King Selassie, I write them on sabotage. Me praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not go bow down to the white algar. Jaja sit up on the throne, I'm a big man, my brother.
burn up Satan synagogue. Congregation gather in a them synagogue hall. Them a sick this and say them with horrendous. Surrender to Antichrist and a pray John Paul. The people bow to idol and them dig his lungs all. Them say all the youth them in a room from them small. Church and state religion black them mind like our hall. That not them yeah, you make them can't see at all. But that's the last say I am rules us all. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not bow down to no idol. I just a sit up on the throne and I pass the blood. Mama brought burn down faith and synagogue. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not bow down to no idol. I just a sit up on the throne and I pass the blood. Mama brought burn up faith and synagogue. When some a say them save and a next man for hurt. Take for themselves and them run go on the church. When you take it out, no play hope, you're them a hurt. Brothers and sisters, them a kill and them a hurt. And I know King Selassie, him a the first. But if you diss the king, you go to go on at the dirt. You will praise King Selassie, him say that. But when I go about down to the idol God, you just sit up on the throne, like Matthew God. Mama brand, burn up Satan, tell me. Then they say, I sat a second, knock, my brand. Satan, master, gana, I'm last, but I'm the God, give me law. Just don't chant like way and this. To we praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to man. But we not go about down to no idol God. Jaja sit up on the throne and I pass the rock. Mama brag, burn up Satan synagogue. To them no say Rastaman that the culture of their heart. When them see we, hear them blessed my Lord. And from them out, but them are the biggest leper heart. I make cross the talk and I get Satan reward. I pray and for fall on a man, I sing God. And King Selassie, I heard them words of a dad. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that.
Yes, yes, yes. Now bow down to no idol God. Yeah. Scepter shall not depart. The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah. When His Majesty established the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, he established the headquarters in New York. Some over the years have wanted to, you know, switch it up. Even say, well, the headquarters should be in Ethiopia. If that was so, then the Derg then would have done it. We would not have the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the recipient of the land grant for we, the black people of the world. Let's get some things right and accurate. His Majesty did not give Shashamani to Rastas or Rastafari per se. Black people or Rastafari, yes, black people. With the black people, the members of the Ethiopian World Federation, the original 1937, not no shell companies, no frauds, a lot of fraudulent stuff that's going on, and we wonder why repatriation takes so long. Just like the Israelites, right? Just like the ain't right Israelites in the wilderness. But here, I'm going to write up on it more, but that tune there by Bounty, by Bounty right there, you know, the scepter should not depart from Judah, so-called North American Negroes. The reason why it was established in New York. Yeah, New York is a strong city, yeah. Right? And the particular black peoples, right, gathered together from all over, right? But especially, you know, we could say the 400-year descendants of those here in this North country is the reason. Some even say that, well, the headquarters should be moved to Jamaica. Say, what? Are you kidding? You'll be done. The British would have done it. The Britshits would have done it then. Right? There's a reason for what His Majesty has done and what he has authorized to be done by his sons and his daughters, I, righteous ancestors, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, and those who established this organization. Nobody remembers Dr. Malaku. Let's talk about Marcus Garvey, yeah, John the Baptist, but John the Baptist lost his head, you know, even though, yeah, he was the one that said, behold, the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. When he got in prison, when he got in jail, getting caught up in some mix-up about Herod marrying his brother's wife and all of this and that and everything else, why didn't John the Baptist follow Jesus Christ? You know, since he was the one that baptized, he even said that he couldn't even baptize him because really he had need to be baptized of Yeshua. And what did Yeshua say? Rabbeinu said, you know, suffer to be so for now to fulfill all righteousness, you know. And then he said, behold, the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. But then how could he say what he said in in England. I mean, I'm talking about Marcus Garvey. How could he say that? Even Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan. Emmanuel! Uh-oh! Right? So there are many Emmanuels, and no doubt God is with them, hopefully, prayerfully. But we know that Dr. Malaku, his angel, Emmanuel, God is with us. Bayan established the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Look more on that. Look more on that as we give praises, Isis right here. But that's also in connection with Zion, Ethiopia, the gates of Zion, and the true way, the right way of his divine majesty. So just a couple of points to check, and get right and accurate. The land was given to we, the black people of the world, right, in and through his organ or organization, the Ethiopian World Federation. Check. The headquarters is in New York, New York, not in Ethiopia. Stop trying to change things, right? Not in Jamaica. Stop trying to change things or rearrange things. We love Marcus Messiah Garvey, of course, as we love John the Baptist. Right? But what did Yeshua HaMoshiach say of John the Baptist, who was off-ended? Garvey seems to be like Garvey was a little off-ended. Right, off-ended, and he said a lot of things that perhaps he shouldn't say, like John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11 said a lot of things that he shouldn't say. But Yeshua HaMoshiach, Getachin Jesus Christos, he was gracious, so gracious. He said, of men born of woman, there's none greater than John the Baptist. So we can look at Garvey in a similar light. He was a great, great, great man. Right? That voice crying in the wilderness, preparing that way. You know, he fulfilled that part of his mission. Right? But then what did Yeshua say furthermore? He said, but he who is least in the kingdom, in the government of heaven, he is who, what? Say what? Least in the kingdom is greater than he. Go meditate on that. Put that in your pipe, you know, put that in the pipe and bun it. And while you do that, give thanks and praise.
There's a man, chronics reminding you, asking you kindly to give your thanks and praise. I said in everything, give God the thanks and praise. Just remember. Find your plate, but you still no one gives thanks. You still complaining. You're just complaining. You're not stirring up, but it's never enough. You no one gives thanks. You still complaining. You still complaining. And when they ask you how you're doing, your reply is not too bad. I tell you, your life would be greater if you gave thanks for what you have. Everything give God a thanks and praise. Just remember this in everything you do. Wherever you go, bring God along the way. I never stop my sister, no. Keep it moving. Dry your tears, my friend. You're blessed and highly favored. Don't take it for granted. Remember your garbage and next man treasure. Anyway, mountain come my youth, you get your peer. You still have say you don't know how tomorrow I go see. Tomorrow is another day. Remember someone that live on one bread a day. So when they ask you how you doing, tell them you're doing great. Oh, never you complain. From your half blood running through your veins. In every
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks and praises. Psalm 47 and 7. For Xavier, the sustainer, Elohim, Hailahim, the power, is the king of all the earth. Kedamawi Halasalasi, earth's rightful ruler, Kia Melech, call Haaretz Elohim. Sing your praises, give Isis in a skillful song, bringing out the Hebraic of it all, or KJV says to give praises with understanding. I and I say give praises with overstanding. Zamru, Masakil, here, today's evening psalm, Psalm 98, before we ride up in that right there, we need to go through Matthew chapter 11. So we can get a proper context of the prophetic role of Marcus Messiah Garvey according to the glory of His Imperial Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, and the reality of the history that shows us that this too fulfilled prophecy concerning Marcus Messiah Garvey and the response to his, what did John do in Matthew chapter 11? He was offended. Offended. What does it mean to be offended? According to the scripture, the word offense is in the Koine Greek is scandalion. Scandalion or scandal. Scandal. We say today scandal. But the true context of scandal, scandalion, a scandal is a foot trap for animals. So if you're going to hunting animals, you know, as people used to hunt animals, and people still do some places, not I and I in that sense, but hunting animals, they will lay foot traps. You know, you've probably seen it or heard about it before, where animals be running through the bush or somewhere and they step on a trap and they grab their foot, they're trying to get away, they can't get away, or they stumble because, you know, the foot trap. That's what a scandalion is. That's what the root word from the Koine Greek is behind offense. So when we see in the scripts when Robeno, I and I rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, Isis Christ says, you know, be not offended. Don't let your foot get caught up in the trap, you know, like, because your steps will go off, your progress will go off. So a lot of offenses, this is offenses in the latter days will happen. So the straight and narrow way has gone zigzag, or ones have gone zigzag from that straight and narrow way. So we have to look at, well, what happened then, right, in order to see what's happening now. The things today that might not be and ain't right, it's not just based on, oh, whoa, this is just a bad generation. Children don't want anything good, blah, 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 blah. But what did the former generations, you know, what did they do or what did they not do? Or certain things we are dealing with consciously, unconsciously, because of the past. That's why one got to know their roots, their history, right, in order to recognize the reality today, as well as the prophecy for tomorrow and the future. So we got to go through Matthew chapter 11, a.k.a. the John the Baptist, as we have Marcus Messiah Garvey as that black baptizer. Truly, he baptized the people in that true sense of black consciousness, right, or that Ethiopian, more correctly. If we look at what Garvey actually said and did, it was in that Ethiopian. At the highest level of black and blackness was that Ethiopian consciousness. So no longer looking at ourselves as colored N-words, as no good so-called N-words, you know, all that kind of stuff right there. We start to look at I and myself as Ethiopians in the light of the scripture, in the light of the Bible, and the glory of His Majesty. Right, Ethiopia shall stretch forth our hands to Elohim, to Hailahim, to the power. This man was born there in Ethiopia. You know, we started to see ourselves in the higher, truer light. So that there was that baptism, if you can receive it, right, that Marcus Messiah Garvey accomplished for us. But then, after things and times happened, you got caught up in this whole thing about, you know, mail order fraud and all this and that, and not to even redress that, but he got caught up in prison. You know what I mean? He got caught up in prison. John the Baptist got caught up in prison. John the Baptist sent a very curious kind of message. Have you ever read it, brothers and sisters? But this right here is actually just setting the stage for what we have to reason on more concerning Ethiopia and Zion's gates. Have you read that particular chapter or that portion of the chapter? Should we just address that just briefly right here? Because if the word says to give praises, eyes is with understanding, give praises, overstanding, we can give praises, but we're not overstanding. So the praise is like praises in vain. So here, let's see this right here. Brothers and sisters and brothers, grab your pen, your paper, your sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E. And we're going to go to the Voice of Ethiopia. We'll share that on some of the platforms so people can have, you know, the view of the article that Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan had wrote in response to those words that Marcus Garvey had said when he was over in England. He was over in the United Kingdom in Britain, and he said some very disrespectful things, all right? Yet, in the light of the prophecy, in the light of the glory of His Majesty, as Haile Selassie I says himself, for my part, I glory in the Bible, therefore those of the name, right, truly of the name, not no identity theft, but truly being of the name, therefore it's our namesake, right, the Rastafari. The first of all Rastafari is the Rastafari, Haile Selassie, I, Haile Selassie first. Kedamawi Haile Selassie. So here we have Matthew chapter 11, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he preached thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now here at verse 2 comes a subsection known as John the Baptist sent his disciples to question Jesus, to question Yeshua. So John the Baptist had disciples, right? Had students, disciples, right? And Yeshua had his 12. Now, no doubt John had much more, enough more than just 12, but he sent his disciples to question Yeshua. Now, ask yourself, why is this even here? I mean, after all the things that John the Baptist said concerning Yeshua previously, why is this even here? You know, what does he have to question Yeshua about? Why would John the Baptist question Yeshua after all he has? Why would Marcus Garvey say the things that he had said later on, all right? Some people say the first things are better than the last things, right? Here we have Matthew chapter 11, verse 2. Now when John, speaking of John the Baptist, had heard in the prison the works of Christ, the works of Moshiach, the works of the Messiah. Now, why is Haile Selassie I the Messiah? Is it because some Rastas and Rastafari say so? Are we the only ones or the first to say so? No, we're not the first. The faithful Ethiopians said so. Many from the nations said so way back then because he was anointed according to that ancient Levitical order, right? He was anointed and crowned and sat and seated upon the throne of great King David in that land that David even prophesizes of. This is the interesting thing, right? So some of the ain't right Israelites, you know, they try to do all sort of biblical somersaults, but you really can't get around the fact that scripture says, right, that Ethiopia, it says, you know, Ethiopia should stretch forth her hands to God. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Seems to point to some sort of an exodus. Right? And Ethiopia stretched forth her hands to God. And then elsewhere, that's Psalm 68:31. And then elsewhere in Psalm 87, verse 4, it says, with Ethiopia, right? With Ethiopia, this man was born there. This man was born there. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that what? That know me. Oh, if you don't understand the significance of with Ethiopia, then you don't know him. Right? But here. Just looking at this part here, because this part in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, also compares with Luke's testimony in Luke chapter 7, verses 18 to 35. But before we go there, let's go here. So now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, of the Messiah, of the Anointed, he sent two of his disciples, verse 3, and said to them, and said to him, Sleeka, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Oh, my. Oh, my. John, is this John the Baptist? This is John the Baptist, the same John the Baptist that we hear earlier, you know, like, okay, let's just go with what John said earlier, because not to assume that everyone has gone into the proper studies or have a proper awareness of this. Let's go to the baptism in chapter 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, to John, to be baptized of him. Verse 14. But John forbade him. John said, no, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? So this is the first question that John the Baptist said to Yeshua in Matthew chapter 3, verse 14, 3:14. But then in Matthew chapter 11, later on, by 11, verse 3, he says through his two disciples, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Let's just go over again what John did when he forbade Yeshua to be baptized. He says, I have need. John the Baptist expressed a need. He had need to be baptized of thee. So the great baptizer that was baptizing all the other Israelites, right, getting them ready, he says to Yeshua, he says, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Question. There's a question here. Did John the Baptist ever get baptized of Yeshua? See, if he did, according to that first question, maybe he wouldn't be saying these things here. And if Marcus Messiah Garvey had carried through with those first things he said, perhaps he would not have said those latter things that he said. And Yeshua answering, and Jesus answering, said to him, suffer it so, suffer it to be so now, for thus, like this, it becometh us. He didn't say it becometh me. He said it becometh us, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Okay, so let's continue here in the bankruptcy of John the Baptist chapter, which points to the true light of how we should see Marcus Messiah Garvey in light of the glory of his majesty and biblical prophecy. Now note this, as we go through just this right here, as much or little as we go through right here, note this right here. It doesn't take anything away from what John the Baptist did. As far as the earlier works, the good works, that's still there on the record. That's still there, had to be done, and so be it. But let's go on right here. So John sends the message, the question to the two disciples, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, I'm not too sure if ones are familiar with what Marcus Messiah Garvey said later on, roughly around 1940. It's roughly around 1940 when he was in England. Because sadly, he did not see the full redemption, right, and the liberation of Ethiopia. If only he did. But verse 4 says, Jesus answered, Yeshua answered and said to him, go and shew John again. Again. That means John had already no doubt seen. He's seen before. But here it says, go and shew, that's to say show, right, John again. Those things, those things that ye do hear and see, that you do what? Hear and see. So there's witnesses. Can I get a witness? Verse 5 says, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, The deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel, the good news, preached to them. Now, it's important to recognize, based on the scripture, Bible explaining Bible, that the gospel is not all these things that we hear in counterfeit Christianity. The gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. It says the gospel of the kingdom, And the kingdom, a kingdom has a king. And we're speaking of the King of Kings. So the gospel of the King of Kings. Because we say Jesus or Jesus and they say Jesus, because we say Christ and others say Christ, don't get it twisted. Hear the gospel of the King of Kings. Adamawi Haile Selassie, verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. So what is Yeshua saying right here? Somebody was offended. Somebody was offended. Same thing with Marcus Messiah Garvey. He was offended when he wrote those words there in England concerning cowardly and cowardly lion and this and that and the next thing. It so much contradicts the early words that some have said that they've questioned whether Garvey really said these things. There's some brethren that said, Garvey didn't, how do we know that Garvey said these things? I agree with you. It's like reading the Bible right here at Matthew chapter 11, where John in prison sends forward these two disciples to ask Yeshua what he had. We could question, maybe people questioned it back then. Did John really say this? Well, you don't understand human nature then if you question it like that and don't recognize that he did say these things. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Verse 7. And as they departed, Yeshua began to say to the multitudes concerning John. So this was such an important development, right, in the Nazarene movement, that Yeshua had to reason with the multitude. Multitudes of people have read those words concerning Marcus Messiah Garvey calling his majesty later on in the latter days the cowardly lion, and I mean so much other things, you know, not to regurgitate that, but we have to deal with it, because even today, ones and ones who maybe they are Rastafari in heart, maybe they're not, I don't know, but they ask these questions. They ask these questions to this very day to many of Ionized Rastafari. Why do you hold, you know, Marcus Messiah Garvey, even part of this Trinity and so forth and so on, you know, and didn't you read what he said? Well, Yeshua began to say to the multitudes concerning John, and Yadin is saying to the multitudes concerning Marcus Messiah Garvey in the words that Yeshua said concerning John. Is not Marcus Messiah Garvey a Baptist, a black baptizer for I? What went y'all out into the wilderness to see? As Garvey came from Benjamin land or the island of Jamaica, right? Benjamin to this north country where Yehuda, where Judah, so-called American Negro, right, were and be, the wilderness of North America. So John came to the wilderness of North America, a voice crying out in the wilderness of North America. What went y'all out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with the wind? But what went y'all out for to see? So when we see those days, what do you see? What are you seeing when you see the days of Marcus Messiah Garvey in the wilderness of North America? What is it? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Verse 9. But what went y'all out for to see? Why does Yeshua, why does Jesus emphasize his questions? Like when somebody keeps asking you a question, you recall when Yeshua, Jesus, who the world called Jesus, said to Peter, to Petro, he said to Peter, to Kepha, he said, do you love me? And he repeated that question to Peter three times. And Peter got a little bit upset. You know, it seemed like he got a little bit like, come on, Lord, don't you know I love you? But what went y'all out for to see? A prophet? Say, Marcus Messiah Garvey, the prophet, priest, prophet, and king. Marcus Messiah Garvey, prophet. So the same question comes up. A prophet, Matthew chapter 11, verse 9. 119, which is the emergency call, right? That's emergency call numbers in Jamaica and the British countries, the countries under the British Empire. As we say, have 911 emergency, 119. So here, Matthew chapter 11, verse 9, 119. But what went y'all out for? To see a prophet? Yea, I say to you, and more than a prophet. Big up. That was a big up there. Right? Yeshua didn't get into, you know, what other people will get into when somebody sought to question you or whatnot like that. He said, was it a prophet? Did you view John the Baptist as a prophet? He said, yea. I say, Yeshua said to them and to I and I, and more than a prophet. Verse 10, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Notice that the messenger is going to prepare thy way. The messenger was not preparing his way, but the messenger is preparing thy way. Verse 11, verily I say to you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. And we say likewise, right, concerning the black redemption of black people. There is not a great, now we can question this. Let's question this right here. This is Yeshua, right? Jesus Christ is saying that John the Baptist, right, is, you know, a great one, right? He's a great one. Of those who are born of woman, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Now, we could question and say, well, Yeshua, wasn't Yeshua born of woman? Wasn't he born of Kadesh Maria? See, what he's saying here is not talking about for his benefit, it's for our benefit. All right, so he's saying of those who are born of woman, they have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Said can be said of Marcus, Messiah, Garvey. Notwithstanding, that's a key word, notwithstanding, even though that be so, it be what it be, even though that be so, it is what it is, right? He that is least, what? He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. What does this mean? What does this mean right here? He just said that John, of those who are born of woman, which basically is all of us. I mean, I don't know if I met someone, you know, a human being, a man, or, you know, one who's not born of a woman. He's saying that John is the greatest, right? But notwithstanding, be that as it be, be it as it is what it is, but he that is least in the kingdom. Context here. Context is important here. Because of those who are born of woman, or just those who are born of woman, like in the earth and in the world. But now we're talking about in the kingdom. In the kingdom. The gospel is the gospel of the kingdom, right? And that kingdom of which Kedemawi Haile Selassie is King of Kings, right? Notwithstanding, he that is least, that is least in the kingdom. So that means if I'm on Rastafari and I just come. According to the context of what's being said right here in the glory of his majesty, B-I-B-L-E, I'm greater than John the Baptist. So if I'm greater than John the Baptist, I must be greater than, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Is greater than he. Let's scroll down here. Here we're in the Scofield Study Bible, and there's a subscription right here. The subscription right here, one next to greater. There's subscription one next to greater. And it says here at the footnote, it says positionally greater. Positionally greater. And what position? Like saying standing. Positionally greater. Not morally. Not morally. John Baptist was as great morally as any other man born of woman. But as to the kingdom, as to the government, because by this time in 1940-something, the UNIA still was active among the most zealous of the disciples of Marcus Garvey. It was still going on, but with him at the head, it was not really going on the way it was going on before. Right, so we can see a context here. But by this time in 1937, August 25th, 1937, His Majesty, through His messenger, His angel, through Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan, had already established that stone cut out of the mountain without hands. I'm pointing to Daniel's prophecy concerning the kingdom. But as to the kingdom, he but announced it. He was but the messenger that announced it. He announced it. That's why it says in the prophecy concerning John the Baptist, a voice. And what a voice. What a voice. So I know that John the Baptist must have had such a voice, because we know that Mark the Messiah Garvey, he...
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship as God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
And at times to God himself, and it's times like these, especially in the prophecy. The kingdom did not then come, but it was rejected. And John, as with Garvey, was martyred. And the king presently crucified. The least in the kingdom, when it is set up in glory, will be in the fullness of power and glory. So we got a reason on this idea that the Messiah brings forward about the least in the kingdom, when it is set up in glory, will be in the fullness of power. Of power, you know, power in the Amharic, power in the Ethiopic, the good is. Also, one of the key words for power in the Hebrew. You know what that word is? That word basically sounds a lot like this. In that sense, Haile, my power, Hayo, power. It is not heaven that is in question. See, the question here is not heaven. The question right here, is the Messiah's kingdom. So right here, we can go through this a little bit more right here. You know, we can go through this particular chapter. We're going to take it to this point right here, to verse 13. Right, we're in Matthew chapter 11. Let's go to 13, like the 13 months of sunshine. Here, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, we have to beware of just reading it with a Gentile ear, because if we read that via for Gentile ear, it can sound like a whole lot of things, right? The sense of violence here, even in the world of heart, it's almost like one to pushing, like everybody want to get in someplace, and they're like kind of pushing, they're forcing their way in. It's that kind of urgency. That sense of violence. It has been much disputed whether the violence here is external violence as against the kingdom in the persons of John the Baptist and Jesus, or that considering the opposition that the scribes and Pharisees even up today in this time with black peoples, there's a scribes who have written a lot of things, you know, crazy things against Garvey, crazy things against His Majesty, right? Or the Pharisees, like the religious leaders, like the black church, certain church and Latter-day church leaders. Only the violently resolute, being firm in one's conviction, only the resolute, the violently resolute would press into it, would continue to move forward, onward and upward. As is another tune, Rastafari Reggae King's music tune, Rocky, Rocky Road. It's a rocky, rocky road. Yes? So both of these ideas are true. Both the external violence against this message of the King of Kings and that which is related to the King of Kings, right? As well as from certain ones in the community of black people, the scribes, the black writers, you know, the intelligentsia, the Pharisees, the religious folks, the religious authorities, especially the black church. So both things are true. The king and his herald, in the sense of John the Baptist, on one hand, right, and of Jesus, and of Marcus Messiah Garvey and Katamawi Haile Selassie, the king and his herald suffered violence. And this is the primary, and this is the greater meaning. But also, some were resolutely, in spite of stumbling blocks, you know, in spite of all the things that were put in ones and ones way to discourage ones and ones, and I and I as Rastafari and all called children of faithful Rastafari no doubt can give that testimony, right? They had to be resolute. They have to be resolute, right? They have to be violently resolute to push onward and upward in the way, the truth, and the life of His Divine Majesty.
Them rise against
the
shadow
of death, I shall never fret.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sin.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Last day I put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, read him Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vengeance. Yeah. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi essence of the so we basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it through me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Say what you want, say what you feel. Me no big friends, so we coulda never deal. Real, tell me, try stop the meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, and you a steal. Run what you want, run, and you a wheel. Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel.
One man me fear, a the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought it's for real, a the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Hell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise the essence of the so we basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father.
Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
One man me fear, a the Messiah.
Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me
a thought it's for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the
Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your
hands. Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflasya!
The home place is due for
Yes, sir. Here, here, here on the Rastafari, the Monday podcast, right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 98, going to ride up with the Royal Amharic, go through the verse by verse, right here, here, here. And to those listening to the live stream, have about 25 minutes, actually count down 24 minutes right now, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, roll call, roll call, roll call, calling, 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 here, here. Nick and I ride up right here, a little dub. Praise Jah.
Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity.
Mazmur zatana saba, bakennif zatana saba, yedawit mazmur. Lagziavir adis misgana namasgul, agziavir tamratin adrigwallin, tengu yetak addesam kundular sumadan adar. እግዚአብሔር ማዳኑን አስታወቀ በአሕዛብም ፊት ጽድቁን ገለጠ ለያዕቆብ ምሕረቱን ለእስራኤልም ቤት እውነቱን አሰበ የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ የአምላካችንን ማዳን አዩ ምድር ሁሉ ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ አመስግኑ ደስ ይበላችሁ ዘምሩ ለእግዚአብሔር በመሰንቆ በመሰንቆና በዝማሬ ድምፅ ዘምሩ በዋሽንትና በመለከት ድምፅ በንጉሥ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እልል በሉ ባህርና ሞላዋ ዓለምም በርሷም የሚኖሩ ይናወጡ ወንዞችም በአንድነት በእጅ ያጨብጭቡ ተራሮች ደስ ይበላቸው በምድር ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና ለዓለምም በጽድቅ ለአሕዛብም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
Legashun, Agarashun, Legashun, Legashme, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic? In other line.
Here on the podcast, going to go through the verse by verse from the Metzach Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, and Hard Bible of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Kedemali Halaslasi's Bible. Once again, right here, more a cappella, native speaker, Abraham Chebuda. Today's daily psalm, afterwards, verse by verse, comparing and contrasting KJV and HSV Haile Selassie version. First off, the Royal Amharic right here.
Mazmur Zatana Sabat, Bekennif Zatana Semen. Yedawit Mazmur. Lagziavir Addis Misgana Namasgunu. Lagziavir Tamratan Adrigualina. Kengu etak Addesam Kundular Sumadan Adarre. እግዚአብሔር ማዳኑን አስተዋቀ በአሕዛብም ፊት ጽድቁን ገለጠ ለያዕቆብ ምሕረቱን ለእስራኤልም ቤት እውነቱን አሰበ የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ ያምላካችንን ማዳን አዩ ምድር ሁሉ ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ አመስግኑ ደስ ይበላችሁ ዘምሩ ለእግዚአብሔር በመሰንቆና በዝማሬ ድምጽ ዘምሩ በዋሽንትና በመለከት ድምጽ በንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እልል በሉ ባህርና ሞላዋ ዓለምም በርሷም የሚኖሩ ይናወጡ ወንዞችም ባንድነት በእጅ ያጨብጭቡ ተራሮች ደስ ይበላቸው በምድር ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና ለዓለምም በጽድቅ ለአሕዛብም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, and here from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, we know and call the Book of the Seven Seals of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, we have Mezmor. Zetna Cement, Mezmor Dawit, Zetna Cement, the 98th Psalm. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. In the Hebrew, it only has Mizmor. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation. Isis, a chant. Bamarinya, we have Yeh Dawit, ascribing to David this chant, the 98th Psalm, as Mezmore Dawit, Zetna Cement. Mekain I begin, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. Yeh Dawit, Mezmore. Today's daily psalm, Mezmore, Zetna Cement. Psalm 98 is themed, Ye'alem, Hulu Danya, Ye'alem of the world, Alem, Ye'alem, Hulu of all, the entirety, the totality of the Alem of the world, Danya, the judge, yes, I, Baba Chan Hoy. A call to nature, the Netcheru, all of the nature created by Egeziav. You have a call to nature, the Netcher, to worship. All nature is summoned to join in the acclamation of the Supreme King, right? Supreme King, even the King of Kings, for his redemption of Yisrael, of the Beit Yisrael, from the captivity, even these latter days and times. This psalm, Mezmor, is also largely made up of quotations, and yet it retains a refreshing spontaneity. Make I and I ride up. Kuter and verse 1. Le egziabi haradis miskana na meskinu. Egziabi her tamratin adrugo alina. Kenyu yetek edesema kindu ale arsuma dana darrege. Oh, sing. Oh, sing to Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, who He be, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. A new song, Adis, Adis, Miskana, Miskana, new thanks and praise, Le Egeziah, the Adis, Miskana, Ameskenu. For he hath done marvelous ta'amrat, marvel of amazing intel. I do tell beyond human man and people intel. He has done these marvelous, marvelous thing, amazing thing, wonderful things. He has done marvelous, marvelous things. Exiavi her sustain the good, the generous art to Amratin Adrogo Alina. Can you yetek edesema kindu la arsu madana darege his right hand? Can you his right hand yetek edesema kindu and his set apart kindu. Kin, the arm, can do his set apart. Yetek edesem can do la arsu. For he himself and none other, Madan adarrege, has done the victory, the Yeshua, the victory, the Madan. For he himself, puter hulet, verse 2. Egziabi her Ramadanun astawake, Ahizabim mafita fidkuna gellete. Egziabi her sustained the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, hath made known his salvation. Egziabi her Madan, salvation, preservation, Madanu, his salvation, preservation, Madanun, with the direct object suffix marker, his salvation, Astawak, he has caused it to be known. The Ahzabim afit, in the presence of the Hizboch, the peoples, Ahizabim feet in their perception of Sidkun Gelet. KJV says his righteousness hath he openly shewed Sidkun Gelet in the sight, in the presence, the perception of the heathen, of the Gentiles, of the international communities. Kuter Source, verse 3. Le Ya'ikob mihirretun le Israelim beitayunetun asab. Ye midr darchao chulu yamlakachininna madanayu. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. Le Ya'ikov. Interesting here. Le Ya'ikov. You notice that right there. I'm looking through this verse. Verse 3 of KJV says, he has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation. The salvation has seen the salvation of our source. Here, Bamarin in the Metz of Kedusa says, Le Ya'ikov, to Jacob, to Jacob, mehiretun, his mercy. Le Ya'ikov, mehiretun, his mercy. Le Israelim, and to the Israel Beit, the house of Israel. Le Israelim, abeitahu, netuna, aseve. He has remembered his objective reality to the house, the Beit Yisrael. All the ends of the earthly plane, have seen the salvation, the preservation, the Yeshua in the Hebrew. Madan, his salvation, his preservation. Ye midr da cha woch, the ends of the midr of the earthly plane. Hulu all. Ye amlakachnin, avainai amlakachin, ye amlakachnin, madan ayu. They have seen, they see. Seen, kuter arat, verse 4. Ye midr hulu hoi. Legziavir ilil bellu ameskinu tesibelachu zimrum make a joyful noise to Egziavir. This is the statement of the good, the generous, open handed of Father. All the earth, midr huluhoi, midr earthly plane, hulu all in the entirety, the totality, all, entirety of the earthly plane, midr huluhoi, legziavir il bellu, the tehillim, the illil ta, illil, the illil bellu, do illil, do a joyful noise, a meskinu, and praise, eyes as desibelachu. Des happiness, say happiness, be happy, rejoice, zemrum, and chant, eyes is eye, make a joyful noise, tegziavir, all the earth, make a loud noise, ilil bellu, ilil. And rejoice and be happy, say happy, and sing praises, sing eyes is eye, kutaramist, verse 5. Legziavi herra bemesenko, bemesenko na bezamare dimta zemru. Sing, chant eyes to Egziavir, sustain on the good, the generous, open-handed Ab Father, with the harp. Le Egziavir be mesenko na, on the mesenko and mesenko in na and bezamare dimta zemru, with the harp and with the voice. The voice of a psalm, the voice of chanting, the voice of eyes, of intonation. Bezamare, dimt, the voice, the voca. Bezamare, dimt, zemru, saying to you all. It's an imperative, a command to chant eyes, kuter sedist, verse 6. Be Washington, be Melkatins, be Ngus, be Egziavi Rafit, ilil bellu, here at Kutar Sedis, verse 6. Be Washington, be Melkatins, on the flute and on the voice of with the voice of the sound of the flute and the sound of the horn. Here KJV say with trumpet and sound of coronet, make a joyful noise. Ililta bello, do ililta ililililil, the high tehillim before Egziavir, before the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed arm, before Hamelech, before the Negus, even Negus and Neges, the Negus, the Egziavir feet, ilil bellu, Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Bahirina Molawa Alamim Ba'er Swam Yeminoru Yenaotu. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Bahirina Molawa, the sea and her fullness, Molawa, Alemim and the world, the Erswam and in her, in Erswa, the Erswam and in her, Yeminoru, those who dwell in our Tura. Kutar Cement, verse 8. When Zochim and Neta be Eji Yachab Chubu, Taroch Desibelacho, Bemedra Leaford, Yimetalina, let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together, together. Now, here in Kutar Cement, in the Metzav Kedus, in the Mezmur Dawit of Negus and Neges, we have that part, but also this part of the verse is attached, where it says, Bemidr Liferd Yimet Alina, Bemidr, in the earthly plane, Liferd, to judge, Yimet Alina, for he is coming. He is coming. He comes and he is coming to judge on the earthly plane. When Zochimba and Neta, the floods, the rivers and oneness, beyond net, the edge, by hand, Yachabchabu, let them clap their hands, Tararoch, the mountains, Desibelacho, Des, and the mountains, here, not the Korebtawoch, but here we have the Tararoch, Desibelacho, may the mountain be happy. For he is coming to judge on the earthly plane. Kutar Zetang, verse 9. Le alamim besidik abe ahzabim bekinneta yifardal. Now, as he said, verse 9, it's Kutar Zetang. Verse 9, the KJV says, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. Now, that part of the verse is read in the preceding verse. Therefore, moving forward, it says, with righteousness shall he judge the world and the people. And the people with equity, le olamim, and for the world, betzidik, in righteousness and justice. In the good sense, the word tzidik also means truth. But here we have betzidik, in righteousness, le ahizab, and for the hizbot, the ahizab, the equivalent of the goyim, for the peoples, the international community of nationalities, le ahizabim, and for the peoples, right, or in some cases translated the heathen, le ahizabim, the international community, bekinenet, in uprightness, straightforwardness, in integrity, bekinenet, yifardal, he judges in uprightness. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Let them message, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords,
conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in massacre and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 90 seconds right here on the Monday podcast. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 98. Yes, yes, I, the high praises, Isaiah, to Exiavi here. Here we have less than about a minute. If you want to call in or catch the replay, 515-602-9761. Going to ride up, have a midrash right here on today's daily psalm. Very interesting to study and the reason of. Right here, 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 so we can give praise, Isis, with understanding, with overstanding. Here, St. Peter Tosh, here, attuned to the seven-letter name, the primordial name of Yahuwah, of He who be, we be of Jehovah. Yes, I, Exiavihah, you must scan.
Let Jah be praised. The goose and the god, let Jah be praised. The Daniel lamb, let Jah be praised. Let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. Watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow forever. Jah made the hunger for man. He made the hunger for man. Jah made the hunger for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like wood.
let them mercy shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And here, as we went through the Royal Amharic verse by verse, going to the Meseretawi Kwan Kwa, as his Matthew says in the preface of his Bible, the foundational language, the Hebrew right here on the Far East rhythm, have a midrash and getting to some of the inner workings of today's psalm, which is a call to nature, aka all of the natures, all of the nature, to worship he who be, we be. Here, a verse-by-verse, kare reading, going through the Hebrew, and then the midrash, look over the study coming forward after that. Yes, sir. Far East, rhythm.
Ade Chet Mizmor Shiru Layahwa Shir Hadash Ki Niflaot Asa Hoshi Alau Iminu Zeroa Kadsho Hodia Yahwa Yeshuato Le Aine Hagoi Magilas Idkato Zakara Hatzdo We Emunato Lebet Israel Rau Kolaf Se Aret Eta Yeshuata Eloheno Areu Layahua Kol Haaret Pitzochua we raninu we zameru zamru la Yahua bekinor we kola zimra bechetot rota we kola shofar hareu lifne hameleka Yahua. Ira Amma Hayama Uma Lo Tevella We Yoshwe Bah Niharota Yimach Ua Kaf Yahada Harima Yiranenu Lifne Yahua Kiba Lishpot Haaretz Ishpot atevel b'tzedek w'amim b'meisharim.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this speak, 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 to
this
speak. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Mizmor,
Tzadai Chet. Mizmor Tzadai Chet. Psalm 98. Psalm XCVIII. Here. Today's daily psalm. Theme, call to nature, to the nature, to worship. Call to nature, to worship. Psalm 98. Mizmor Tzadai Chet. Mizmor. Shiru LaYahuwah. Shir Chadash. Ki Niflaot Asa. Hoshi'ah Lo. Yimino Uzeroah Kadisho. Hear. A Midrash. Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm from the Midrash Tehillim. From the study, the Midrash of the Psalter of the Tehillim. Hear. A call to nature, to the natures, to worship. All the naturu, all nature, is summoned to join in the acclaim of the Supreme King for his redemption of Yisrael, of Israel from captivity. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation, this Isis, this mizmor is also largely made up of quotations, and yet it retains a refreshing spontaneity. Hear. The Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Chet, Psalm 98. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash. Oh, sing to Jehovah a new song. Shiru, sing y'all, Shiru LaYahuwah to Jehovah. Shir Chadash, a song, Shir Chadash, new, a renewed song, a new song. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash Tehilato Mikzei Haaretz Yordei Hayam Uamelo Iyim Ve'yoshvehem. Here, full of the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 10. Sing to Jehovah a new song. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash, and his praise, his Isis, from the end of the earth. Tehilato Mikzei Haaretz. Ye y'all that go down to the sea and all that is therein. Yordei Hayam Uamelo. The isles, ye, and the inhabitants thereof. With Yoshbehem. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash. Tehilato Mikzei Haaretz. Yordei Hayam Uamelo. Iyim Ve'yoshvehem. A song to be sung at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, at the deliverance of Israel. His right hand and his holy arm hath wrought deliverance, deliverance for him. Hoshi'a la'u yimino u'azero'ah k'adisho. His right hand, yimino, and his holy arm, u'azero'ah k'adisho,
hath wrought, hath done did salvation for him. Hoshi'ah la'u, Hoshi'ah la'u, Yimino'u zero'ah kadsho. Rav Acha taught, as long as Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, are in the galut, the exile, the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is held in thrall. If one dare to speak thus, if one dare to speak like this, but when Yisrael, when Israel is redeemed, mark that it is written, His right hand and His holy arm. Yemino u zeroah kadisho hath wrought, hath done did deliverance, iliverance, wrought salvation, done did salvation, lau for him. Hoshi'ah la'u, yimino'u zero'ah kadisho. And it is also written, even in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. The Lord hath made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see, seen, shall see the deliverance, the deliverance of our God. Chasaf Yahuwah et zeroah kadisho le'aynei kol ha'goyim ve'ra'u kol aseh aretz et yishuat Eloheinu. He who be who he be hath made bare. Chasaf Yahuwah His holy, His Isla, His set apart arm, et zeroa kadisho, chasaf Yahuwah et zeroa kadisho, in the eyes le'aynei of all the nations, of all the Gentiles, of all the goyim, kol hagoyim le'aynei kol hagoyim, and all the ends of the earth shall see, sing, we'rau, call afse aretz, the salvation, eight ishuat of our God, of Ayinai Elohim, Eloheinu, eight ishuata Eloheinu. Chasaf Yahuwah, Eta zeroa kadisho, le'aynei kol ha'goyi, we'arau kol ha'se'aret, et yishu'ata Eloheinu. Hence, here it is said, even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Tzadai Chet, Psalm 98, here, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, Psalm 98, verse 3, it is said, He hath remembered His mercy and His faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the deliverance of our God. Zakar chastoa v'emunato levita Yisrael rau kol afsei aretz et yishuata Eloheinu. He hath remembered Zakar. He hath remembered Zakar. His mercy, chasto, zakar chasto, and His faithfulness, ve'emunato, toward the house of Israel, le'beit Yisrael, for the house of Israel, le'beit Yisrael. Zakar chasto, ve'emunato, le'beit Yisrael. All the ends of the earth have seen, Rau, kol afse aretz, the salvation, et yishuat, of our power, Eloheinu, et yishuat, Eloheinu. Zakar chasto, ve'munato, lebeit Yisrael, Rau, kol afse aretz, et yishuat, Eloheinu. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm Mizmor Adaychet, Psalm 98. Hear the Dalet to the Zion verse, the fourth to the seventh verse that reads, Haru'ua la Yahua kol haretza, Pituhua wi'anua wi'zameru, Zamru la Yahua bikinor, bikinor wi'kola zimra, Bachatz atrota wi'kola shofar, Haru'ua lifnei hameleka Yahua, Yir'am hayam umlo, Tevela v'yoshve va, Tebela v'yoshve baha. Shout to Jehovah, all the earth. Haru la Yahuwah kol haretz. Break forth and sing for joy. Yea, sing praises, sing eyes. Pitzuchua v'ranu v'zameru. Sing praises, chant eyes, Zamru to Jehovah, Zamru la Yahuwah, with the harp, Bikinor, with the harp, Bikinor, and the voice of melody, Wikola Zimra, with trumpets and sound of the horn and sound of the shofar, Bachatz atzrota wikola shofar. Shout ye, shout y'all, Haru'u before the King, Haru'u alifnei hamelek, Jehovah Yahuwah, Haru'u alifnei hamelek Yahuwah. Let the sea roar, Yir'am hayam, and the fullness thereof, Omelo, the world, Tevela, and they that dwell therein, and they that dwell in her, with Yoshbe Baha, Haru la Yahua kol haretza, Pitzuchua w'anua w'zameru, Zamru la Yahua bikinor, Bikinor w'kola zimra, Bachatz atzrota w'kol shofar, Haru lifnei hamelek Yahua, Yir'am hayam umlo, Tebella w'yoshbe baha. All this rejoicing only at the end of Yisrael, of Israel's galut, of Israel's exile. All this rejoicing only at the end of Israel's exile. These verses prove that no rejoicing can be complete until the B'nai Yisrael, until the sons of Israel are redeemed. Let the floods clap their hands, their kaf. Hear, hear, hear today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadaychet, Psalm 98. Hear, hear, hear the chet, the eighth verse, Psalm 98 and 8. Neharota yimachu kaf. Neharot yimachu kaf. May the floods clap their hands. Neharota yimachu kaf. At the rejoicing of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, of the children of Israel, Rav Nehemiah observed, there are three references in Scripture to the clapping of hands. One. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 47, Hebraically, the second verse. Kol ha'amim tik'u kaf. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, all your peoples. Kol ha'amim. Clap your hands, tik'u kaf. Hand against hand, because of Yisrael's rejoicing. Hear, 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 Mizmor Mein Zain. Psalm 47, hear, 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 Hebraically the Beit verse, the first part of the second verse. Call Ha'amim, call all Ha'amim, all the peoples, all ye peoples. Call Ha'amim, Tik'u Kaf, Tik'u Kaf. Oh, clap your hands, hand against hand, because of Yisrael's rejoicing. Here, 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 hand is used literally. Here, kaf, kaf, tik'u, kaf. Here, hand, kaf, is used literally. Secondarily, second place in scripture, referencing the clapping of hands. Here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2, that reads, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands, their kaf, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And here, here, little Midrash, no, there's a typo in the printed edition of the Midrash Tehillim. It should be Yeshayah, Isaiah, chapter 55, Nun Hey, verse 12, here, here, here. Kia vit simcha tetzeu, ua vit shalom tu avalun. Heharima vihagvaota yifatzchu lifnechem rina vikola itzei hasade yimachu kaf. Here, 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 the fuller verse. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. That reads, For y'all shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you with singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Tia bit simcha tetzeu, for y'all shall go out, shall exodus out, tetzeu, with joy. Ki b'simcha tetzeu, the mountains, and be led forth, and be led forth with peace. U'a b'shalom tu balun, and be led forth forward, b'shalom, in shalom, with shalom, and be led forth with peace. Ki abisimcha tetzeu ubishalom tu balun. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you with singing. Heharima wehagibaota yifatzchu lifnekem rina. The mountains, Hehari, and the hills, Wehagibaot, shall break forth, Yifatzchu, before you all, Lifnekem, singing, Rina, singing and shrilling, ring, atoned arena. Heharima wehageba ota yifetz uhua lifnekem arena. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. We call it Eya Hasadeh. Yimachu Kaf. And all the trees, we call it A. We call it A of the field Hasadeh. We call it A Hasadeh. Shall clap their hands. Yimachu Kaf. Yimachu Kaf. We call it A Hasadeh. Yimachu Kaf. This verse implies, here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 55 and 2, this verse, it implies that the trees will clap branch against branch, kaf, Hebraically kaf, hand, or kaf, the palm, the kaf, the palm of the hand, kaf, branch against branch. Here clearly refers and referring to branch, as in the verse, even the verse from Vayikra, from Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40, that reads, the fruit of goodly trees, branches, kapot, branches, kapot, branches, kapot, the fruit of goodly trees. And here, Vayikra Leviticus, here, Leviticus 23, this part of verse 40. Ua lik'achtem, lik'achtem alakem bayom harishon, pri eitz hadar kapota te mari. And ye and y'all shall take you, o lekachtem lakem, take for yourselves, bayom harishon, on the first day, o lekachtem lakem bayom harishon, pri eitz hadar, the fruit, the pri eitz. Hadar, the fruit of the Hadar, the fruit of goodly trees. Pri Eitz Hadar Kapot Temarim, branches of palm trees. Kapot Kafot Kapota Temarim, branches of the Temarim, branches of palm trees. The Kapot Kafot. Ulekachtem lakem bayom harishon pri eitz hadar kapota temari. And here, thirdly, of the three references in Scripture to the clapping of hands, here, let the floods clap their hands, here. Even in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachi Tzedek, here, Psalm 98, verse 8. Neharota nimachu kaf. Make the floods clap their hands, the rivers, Neharot Yimachu Kaf. May the waters lap against the bank, against the kef, the bank of the river. May the waters lap against the kef, the bank of the river. Lap in rejoicing against the bank of the river. Lamaze, why this? Here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Chet, Psalm 98, here, at the eighth verse that reads, before Jehovah, for he is come to judge the earth. Lifnei Yahuwah kiba lishpot haaretz. Before he who be, who he be, hakadosh, baruch hu, baruch Hashem. For he is come to judge the earth. Lifnei Yahuwah kiba lishpot haaretz. And here you hear the full of full. Lifnei Yahuwah kiba lishpot haaretz yishpot tevela bitz edek ve'amim be'mesharim.
For another day, la Rastafari kalinim jala, Rastafari kalinim jala, la Rastafari kalinim jala. Ima sheli yomeret melech hamlachim etil hareshaim. Ima medaberet al Babylon. Liberty is a brother, girl, son.
and nowhere home we're bound. Still have ease in the sun. Oftentimes, keep the sex and freeze.
The request of the brethren right here. Local atmospheric, thunder and rain, nature. This is good atmospheric sometimes to get a rest, you know. So here on the Monday podcast, Mellow Monday Meditation, Agitation. That was a midrash there going through the study of it, connecting with the prophetic theme of redemption for Yisrael. And here more of the Targum, the interpretation, going through verse by verse. And by the brethren request right here, gonna play some of the outro right here. Yes, I, giving praises and agitating on the praises. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 98, one of the psalms that initiates the Shabbat, Psalm 95 to 99, and therefore today's Psalm 98. Yes,
I. I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Yes, I'm mellow rest right here. And a good day. God bless. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew psalm, Friday Chay. And Friday Chay. Ade, Chait, Psalm 98, Psalm XCVIII, today's daily psalm, call to nature, call to nature to worship, call to nature to worship, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mizmor Ade Chait. Psalm 98. All nature, all the natural is summoned to join in the acclamation of the Supreme King for his redemption of Yisrael from captivity. This psalm, this Mizmur, is also largely made up of quotations, and yet it retains refreshing spontaneity, maintaining a refreshing spontaneity. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, a call to nature, according to nature, even the nature of the Most High, the nature to worship. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm Friday Chait, Psalm 98. Beginning off with the first three verses, praise Elohim for his salvation. Verses 4 to 6, acclaim him with music. Verses 7 to 9, let all nature, join in praises. From the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, Psalms, chapter 98. It's also themed a call to praise Yahweh for his righteousness. Mizmor Shiru la Yahweh Shir Hadash Ki Anifa la'ot ta'asa Hoshi Alawa Yemino Uze Roa Kadisho Hodia Yahua Yeshuato Le Ainai Yahagoyim Gila Sidakato Zakara Hasdo We Emunato Lebeit Yisrael Rau Kola Afase Aret Eta Yeshuata Elohein. First three verses of today's daily psalm, a call to praise. He who be, we be, Yod Hey Wehe, for his righteousness, his righteousness. Mizmor, song, a chant, an intonation, Mizmor. Oh sing to he who be, we be, a new song. Shiru la Yahua Shir Hadash. Sing to he who be, who he be, a new song. Ki niflaot asa, for he hath done marvelous. He has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy, his Isla arm have saved the victory for him. Hoshi Alo Yemino Uzeroa Kadisho. Oh, sing to Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh a new song, for he hath done marvelous things, wonderful things. His right hand and his holy, his Isla arm hath wrought salvation for him. Mizmor Shiru Layahwa Shir Hadash Ki Niflaota Asa Hoshi Alo Yimino Uazeroa Kadisho. A song, a chant, an intonation. Sing to Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty. Song anew. Shiru La Yahwa Shir Hadash. Song, Shir Hadash, anew. Ki Aniflaota Asa, for wonderful, marvelous. Ki Aniflaot, for wonderful things. Asa, did he who be, who he be. Hoshi Alau Yemino Uzeroa Kadisho. He delivered, he has delivered him for him by his right hand and arm, his holy Uzeroa Kadisho. Praise Elohim for his salvation. Mizmor Psalm. This is the only heading in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, in which the term occurs without some qualifying words. It's just Mizmor, a chant. It does not even have Le David or David or Le Asaf of one and one. It just is Mizmor. This is the only heading in the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms, in the Cipher of the Praises, the Sefer Tehillim, in which the term Mizmor, psalm, a chant, intonation, occurs without some qualifying words. a new song, Shir Chadash. Shir song Chadash. Chadash, a new. We also have this in XCVI in Psalm 96 and 1. His right hand and his holy, his island, is set apart on Yemino Uzeroah Kadisho. Yemino Uzeroah Kadisho. His right hand, Yemino, and his arm, Uzeroah Kadisho. Kadisho, holy. His arm, holy. This is a reminiscence of Psalm XLIV and 4, Psalm 44 and 4, where it is emphasized that Yisrael's victory over the Canaanite peoples was not won by Yisrael's sword, by Israel's sword and arm, but by the eye, right hand, and thine arm. This is likewise true of Babylon's downfall. It's by his right hand, Yemino Uzeroah Kadisho, by his right hand and his holy arm, his holy arm, his holy arm, Zeroah Kadisho. This is found in Isaiah, Yeshaya, Lii, and 10. Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 52 and 10. It means, what does Zeroah Kadisho? Zeroah Kadisho. What does Zeroah Kadisho mean? It means power exercise in a holy, set-apart cause has wrought salvation. Hoshi'ah lo. Hoshi'ah lo. Hoshi'ah lo. Salvation. Hoshi'ah lo. Lo. For him has gained the victory. This is the Aleph, first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm Sadeh Chait, Psalm 98, Psalm XCVIII, the call, first words of the call to nature, the natural, to worship. The bait verse, the second verse, Hodiah Yahuwah, Yeshuato, Le'oinei Hagoyim, Gila Tzidkato, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahuwah, Yahweh hath made known his salvation. Hodiah Yahuwah Yeshuato, Yeshuato. He who he be, has made known his salvation. Jehovah Yahuwah, Hodiah Yahuwah Yeshuato, Le'oinei Hagoyim Gila Tzidkato, his righteousness hath he revealed in the sight of Hagoyim, in the sight of the nations and nationalities. He who be, we be, his divine majesty has made known his salvation, Yeshuato. He has revealed Gila, his righteousness, at Tzidkato, in the sight, Le'oinei Hagoyim, in the sight of the nations. He who be, we be, has made known his deliverance, his victory, Yeshuato, his deliverance, his victory before the nations. He revealed his righteousness, salvation, righteousness. The former
Yeshuato. The former was the effect of the latter, Tzidkato, in upholding the right, the victory of good over evil. He humbled the Babylonians, the proud Babylonians. For the combination, we find this in LXXI and 15, in Psalm 60, Slika, in Psalm 71 and 15. Psalm 71, round about verse 15 for the combination. Where has he done this? L'ayne ha-goyim, in the sight, in the eyes of the nations, of the goyim, so publicly that all peoples could discern his intervention, the divine intervention of he who be who he be, his divine majesty. The Gimel verse, the third verse, he hath remembered his mercy. Zakara chasedo ve emunato lebeit Yisrael. He hath remembered his mercy ve emunato, ve emunato, v'emunato, v'emunato, and his faithfulness, emunato, toward the house, le beit Yisrael, to the beta Israel, to the beta Yisrael, ra'u kol afase aret, kol afase aret, all the ends of the earth, all the ends of the earth, kol afase aret, all the ends of the earth have seen, rau kol afase aret, et Yeshuat Eloheinu, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation, the victory of our Elohim, of Eloheinu. He has remembered his loving kindness. Zakara chasedo, and his faithfulness. Ve emunato lebeit Yisrael, to the house of Israel. Ra'u kol afase aretz, all the ends of the earth have seen Yeshuat Eloheinu, have seen the salvation of Ayinai Elohim, remembering his mercy to Yaakov, to Jacob, and his truth, his faithfulness, his truth, the truth, his faithfulness to the Beit Israel, to the Beit, Le Beit Israel. Beheld, see how all the ends of the earth, the deliverance, the victory, the deliverance of the victory of good over evil of Eloheinu, of our Elohim. Remembering, Zakar Chasedo, remembering Chasedo, he hath remembered Zakar, he has remembered, although the cry of the exiles, even I, the exiles, had been Yahuwah, he who be Jah hath forgotten me. That's the cry of the exiles in Yeshaya, in Yeshayahu, and Isaias, and the prophet Isaiah, XLIX, 49 and 14. Although the cry of the exiles in I
is that Jah has forgotten. He hath remembered. Zakar. He has remembered. He has remembered mercy, faithfulness, mercy. Hasido. Mercy, faithfulness. Emunato, his truth. This is combined also in XCII in Psalm 92, round about verse 3. All the ends, kol afase aretz, all the ends of the earth. Eloheinu, our Elohim. This is the promise that we find in Yeshaya again, in Esaias. Esaias 52 and 10, Isaiah 52 and 10, which the psalmist may have in mind, and which we should keep in mind, Chaburim. Here we are at the first three verses of today's daily psalm, the praise, praising Jah for his salvation, praising Jah for his victory, the victory of the good. Yahweh, truth and life over the evil. Therefore, Hariu la Yahuwah kol ha'aretz. Pitzchu v'ranenu, v'ranenu, v'zameru. Shout to the Yahweh. Hari'u la Yahuwah, kol ha'aretz, all the earth, kol ha'aretz, all the earth, shout, hari'u la Yahuwah, kol ha'aretz, pitzchu v'ranenu, v'zameru, break forth. Pitzchu v'ranenu v'zameru. Break forth and sing for joy. Sing in ringing tones for joy. Yea, sing praises v'zameru. Zameru. Shout joyfully to Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, to He who be, we be, His Divine Majesty, all the earth. Pitzchu, break forth, we're running, and sing for joy in ringing tones with Zameru, and sing eyes, shout to Elohim, all the earth, sing and exalt and strum. Here in this section, verses 4 to 6 of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Adei Chet, 98th psalm, the shout in the earth. Here we have the acclaim. Here we have the acclaim to acclaim him with music, even the king's music, to shout to the earth, all the earth, shout, Hari'u. Hari'u. Again, we have this in Psalm 100, in the C note psalm. Again, in C, round about verse 1. Hari'u. As so often in the cipher of the eyes of the praises in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, Jah's display of salvation, of victory to Yisrael, is not interpreted as a special mark of favor to his chosen people, but rather as the prelude. It's just the prelude, almost like the prequel, the prelude to a worldwide, a universal and universal recognition of his sovereignty, of the sovereignty of his divine majesty over the whole earth. Pitzchu, break forth.
Pitzuchu, break forth with Rannenu, and sing in ringing tones, sing for joy with Rannenu, Rannenu, with Zameru. Break forth and sing for joy, Pitzuchu, with Rannenu. The same verbs is found in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 52 and 9. Sing praises with Zameru. Make melody. Chant Isis. Either with the voice, the Isis, or musical instrument, or both. The Zameru, right, from the same root, Zamer, Mizmor, the chant, with Zameru. So also in the very next verse, Zameru la Yahuwah, Bikinor with Kola, Zimra, sing Isis to he who be, who he be, Yod Hey Weh Hey, with the harp, Bikinor, with the harp, Bikinor, with Kol, and the voice, with Kola, Zimra, with Kol, Zimra, and the voice of Isis, yes, I. Rastafari, the voice of melody. Find this in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 51 and 3. Verse 6, just moving forward in the wild verse, word verse 6. Bachatzot rot, with trumpets, Bachatzot rot, with all shofar, with trumpets and the sound of the shofar, and the sound of the horn, with trumpets, Bachatzot rot, we call shofar, ha-ri'u lifnei, ha-melek Yahuwah, shout, y'all, before, in the presence of Hamelech Yahuwah, before the king, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, Hari'u, the trumpets. These are the trumpets we find in the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer, the Midbar, Numbers chapter 10, verse 2. We have the Chetzotrot, Bachetzotrot, with all the shofar, Hari'u lifnei Hamelech Yahuwah, shout with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout Hari'u, yah, before the king, lifnei Hamelech Yahuwah. The shofar is mentioned, the shofar, the ram's horn, silver trumpets, Numbers 10 and 2. Last part of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, of Melchizedek, we have verses 7 to 9 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 98. And this section is themed, Let All Nature
Let all the natural, the nature, even the nature of the Most High, join in praises in Isis, Isis, I. Verses 7 to 9. Verses 7 to 9. Yir'am, Yir'am, Yir'am Hayam, Uwa Melo, Tevela, Yoshbe Bah. Let the sea roar. Yir'am, Yir'am Hayam, Hayam, Yir'am Hayam. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein and they that dwell in her. And all that dwell in her. Niharot, Niharot, Yima Chewa Kaf, Yachad Harim, Yiranenu, Yiranenu, Yiranenu. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy together, Yachad, Yachad Harim, Yiranenu, Yiranenu, sing for joy. Lishpot Haaretz, Yishpot Tevel, B'Tzedek, V'Amin, B'Meyashayim, Meisharim, before he who be who he be. Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba. Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba. Before he who be who he be, for he is come to judge the earth. Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba. Lishpot ha'aretz, for he is come to judge. Lishpot ha'aretz, yishpot tevela b'tzedek, he will judge the world, the habitable portion of the world, b'tzedek, with righteousness, b'tzedek, in righteousness, with amin, b'meisharim, and the peoples, with amin, b'meisharim, and the peoples with equity. This section here, verses 7 to 8, verse 7, let the sea thereof. Find this also in Psalm 96, round about verse 11. The world therein, and those who dwell, those who sit in her, those who dwell in her, v'yoshvei baha, and those who dwell in her. We also have this in 24, round about verse 1. Verse 8, the floods clap their hands. This is descriptive of the crashing of the waves, on the shore. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 55 and 12, the mountains are called upon to sing. The mountains are called upon to sing, and the trees of the forest to clap. Clap your hands, y'all. Niharot, Niharot.